Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. The primary election for Ohio's open U.S. Senate seat, the one being vacated by Republican Rob Portman, is more than a year away. But the potential candidates from both parties are already lining up support and preparing for what is likely to be an expensive and hotly contested primary. One of the most interesting developments is on the Republican side. Ohio Republican Party Chair Jane Timken has resigned her party job and is now running for the Senate. And former state treasurer Josh Mandel has already announced his candidacy. With me to talk about the race is WVXU's senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson. Hello, Howard.
Morning, Marianne.
So if Mandel and Timken face each other in the Republican primary, what kind of campaign do you expect?
I expect a very expensive one, actually. Mandel, who's run for Senate twice before, he's been sitting on a multi-million dollar campaign fund for a long time. And Timken, a Cincinnati native, she's married into the Timken Steele family of Canton. She's very wealthy herself and has shown herself to be a very, very good campaign fundraiser. But mainly, it seems like it's going to be a contest of two candidates tripping over each other to show which one is more loyal to Donald Trump.
Why is that?
Well, clearly, Trump still holds sway over a huge block of Ohio Republican voters. I mean, that's why he won the state by 8 percentage points in 2016 and 2020. And Timken, Mandel, any other Republican who decides to get in the race will have to play to that audience. So there's probably no other way to win a GOP primary in Ohio right now.
Well, how are Mandel and Timken doing that?
Mainly through tweet storms and other social media. There's hardly a day goes by when one or the other, or sometimes both, don't tweet out some kind of ode to Trump, pledging their everlasting loyalty to him and tearing into the Biden administration for trying to undo all that Trump did as president, much of which to them was very good for the country.
Now, do you think that's a smart strategy?
For a Republican primary, probably so. I'm not sure it would translate very well in a general election throughout Ohio, where you have to reach a whole lot of voters who have no use for Trump, and even a fair number of Republican voters who seem weary of Trump and are ready to move on. And there are a lot of those people who were turned off by Trump's rhetoric and actions on January 6th when this mob of pro-Trump vandals stormed the Capitol, causing deaths and destruction. Trump was acquitted in the Senate impeachment trial of inciting that riot. But there are many, I think, in both parties who don't absolve him entirely of the blame.
Now, do you expect other Republicans to get into the race?
Yes, I think it's entirely possible. Some Trump loyalists, some more centrist Republicans. There's a chance that with multiple candidates in the race, the Trump vote could be split up and a more moderate candidate can emerge. But we're just going to have to wait and see how that turns out.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. You can read his column on this subject at WVXU.org. He joins me each Friday at this time.